Join the conversation.
You're with Cape Talk.
Well, every Monday we kick off the show interviewing a producer from the Carte Blanche team about one of the segments on the show that aired on the previous Sunday evening. And today we're going to be joined on the virtual couch by Carol Albertine Christie, the producer of the insert on last night's show called Posh School Pedophiles, a very, very disturbing insert. If you weren't able to watch it, it is available on DSTV Catch Up and it'll also be loaded onto Carte Blanche's YouTube channel in the coming days. But essentially, this is the story. The UK's Crown Prosecution Service wants two South African teachers to be extradited to face multiple charges of sexual assault of schoolboys as young as 8 and 9 years old when they were employed at some of the most prestigious boarding schools in Britain over 40 years ago. David Price is in his late 70s and he's wanted by the Crown on dozens of sexual abuse charges against minors. The second is Ian Wears, who trained at the University of Cape Town before teaching in the UK. He's now 83 years old and charged with a slew of sexual assault offences. Both Wears and Price were arrested in Cape Town in 2019, where they are now in retirement, but they are resisting extradition. So for more on that story, let's go straight to Carol now. Carol, good afternoon. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me on your show.
A very, very disturbing story indeed. How did this one in particular come to your attention, Carol, and how did you decide to follow up on it?
Some of the teachers that were named or were referred to were South African. And obviously then I followed that and it wasn't just one South African. There were two South African teachers. And that is what led me to pursue the story. In my ambit, I have done other stories on pedophiles and it's something I feel very passionate about, bringing these people to justice. So it was a natural that I would follow it.
Yeah, as you say, you and your team have exposed several similar stories, sadly, and many of them at boys' schools. Carol, are there now, I'm jumping ahead, this was one of my last questions for you, but as we're talking about it, are there now resources in place for people to report crimes like this?
There are resources in South Africa for people to report crimes like this. We spoke to the Western Cape Education Department. They've got a program called Abuse No More. And they seem to be quite on top of it. They've trained teachers what to do. They have systems in place. I don't know about the other education departments, but I would say it was a similar thing. However, in the UK, it is not mandatory or compulsory to report this. And I think that is what these three men that we interviewed are pushing for. Because had it been mandatory or compulsory at that inflicted upon them.
Unfortunately, we lost what you said at the end. Your line cut out, Carol. If you could just repeat what you were saying. You said if it had been mandated, and then we lost you.
If the UK, it's not mandatory mm-hmm. to report these things. And if they'd had that law at that point, then obviously they could have saved, this other children. And these three men that we interviewed are pushing to have this become a law in the UK.
Carol, you did, as you mentioned a moment ago, you did interview three teachers. How many victims are there believed to be of these two teachers?
I think it's a hard thing to quantify. Alex Renton, who we spoke to, said he's got over 1,000 children on his database. There are many more teachers also involved, but those were not those are not South African teachers. Mm. So... And Nikki Campbell, who we spoke to, he's also come out quite strongly on radio and spoken about his experiences. And he says that daily more and more people are contacting him about the abuse that they have suffered. Many just want to talk to him. Many don't want to take it further. But it's not, I don't think it's the both the commissions in England and Wales and Scotland are still continuing. They've been continuing for 7 years.
We We seem to have lost Carol. Unfortunately, the line has been a bit unstable. Carol Elberton-Christie is the Carte Blanche producer that put the segment together called Posh School Pedophiles. It's about the extradition process, or the ongoing extradition process, of two South African school teachers that are accused of sexual assault at two very prestigious boarding schools in the UK. And Carol and her team interviewed at least three victims of the teachers' abuse, but they say there are thousands of victims that are starting now to come out of the woodwork and come forward and share their experiences. And the UK Crown Prince wants these two teachers, who are now in their 70s and 80s respectively, to be extradited to the UK and face criminal proceedings. Rafiq, do we have Carol back on the line? No, unfortunately we don't have Carol on the line yet. If you'd like to comment on that segment last night on Carte Blanche, you're welcome to do so. You can send your comments into 072-567-1567, or you can even give us a call on 021-567-1567. I believe we do have a connection re-established with Carol. Carol, if you could just repeat what you were saying, that thousands of boys have now approached Alex Renton and come forward as victims of abuse, and then you were talking about Nikki Campbell and his experience.
Yes, I'm sorry, the line went dead again. Nikki has got lots of people who've come forward, so it's an ongoing process. It's not just it isn't finalized. The the abuse inquiries, both in England and Wales, are still continuing. They've been continuing for 7 years. One of the teachers that they identified, a UK teacher, has been imprisoned and is facing, I think, 11 years imprisonment for his sexual abuse. But the people who were abused by Price and Wears really want them brought to the UK to face the full might of the law.
And Carol, please forgive my ignorance here in terms of the legality of the process, but now my understanding is that Price and Wears were arrested in Cape Town in 2019, but they don't remain behind bars. They are, in fact, living normal retired lives in Cape Town now.
Yes, they're appealing that. They are both, as I understand it, on bail.
Okay.
Initially, Price said that he couldn't be extradited because he... Brexit happened, and therefore South Africa was not part of the signatories, or the UK was not part of the signatories. But as we explained in the program last night, that there is the law of comity. Matter will be heard soon. And Wears, in his affidavit, stated that he thinks it is too harsh a punishment to be sent overseas, that he is old and frail, and has got to look after his wife and grandchildren. And he's, although he has admitted to the abuse, he is saying that he doesn't think that he should be sent over. He's very remorseful for what he's done. However, with his remorse, he has not managed to contact one of the people who he abused. He's made no reparations at all.
And he thinks that that punishment is too harsh. My goodness, when you think of the lives that he has destroyed single-handedly.
Yes, exactly. And these men, the men that we spoke to, are men that have been through extensive therapy, who've really looked at themselves. But I could tell that from interviewing all of them that they were affected by the interview. It's not as though they can forget it, that it still lives with them. As Nikki Campbell says, you know, it's further away, but for some of them, he says their hand is still with them. And I think they live with it constantly. You are damaged as a child.
Of course. If you've just tuned in,
life is not the same.
Sorry there, Carol. My name is Amy McIver. I'm in conversation with Carol Elberton-Christie, the Carte Blanche producer that is behind last night's segment called Posh School Pedophiles. You're welcome to comment on the conversation at any time. Carol, you've mentioned Nick Christie a couple of times. Not Nick Christie. What's his name? I'm battling to find
Ian Wears or David Price? Oh, Nikki Campbell.
Nikki Campbell, yes, exactly. The other victim that you spoke to is Alex Renton, and he has a particularly brutal story of his experience. Just tell our listeners that weren't able to watch that segment last night a little bit about Alex's experience at boarding school.
Oh, no, I think you're talking about Luke. Luke was the person who was, we disguised his identity. He was sexually abused by Wears for 10 months. And it was a gradual process of touching, and then it escalated into digital penetration and oral sex. His mother spoke to his parents about it, or he spoke to the headmaster about it, and the headmaster said he'd made it all up. And obviously the perpetrator, David Price, got to hear about this, and he then emotionally, the abuse stopped, but he was emotionally tormented for the rest of his time at boarding school.
Sure. It's absolutely horrific. And one has to wonder how, when these boys were trying to tell their story, how these teachers got away with what they did for so long.
The time that we were at, there were almost no phone calls. Their letters were edited by the headmasters. They were usually these schools that were out in the countryside. There were no resources. They weren't, you know, they didn't have the child line that we have today. And in those times, teachers and those headmasters did have the type of cachet that one would just sort of have with doctors at the moment. You know, they were revered close to God. Mm-hmm. Also imagine that you're a parent and you're paying tens of thousands of rand to send pounds, your children to what you think is going to set them up for life. So it's a complicated situation. And then there's the shame. It's the shame that the children, many of them talk about that they didn't actually have a vocabulary for what was happening. They didn't understand what sex was. You know, it wasn't spoken about the same way that it's spoken about now. The recent education department has said that we've got to start telling children about sex as young as 9 years old, because that is the age that they will start seeing pornography. And in those times, it was completely different. They were really isolated and at the hands of these teachers who lived in small, closed communities.
Predators, more like. It's absolutely horrific.
Yeah.
Carol, you say that the extradition process has been with the courts for 7 years. Why is it taking so long?
Look, the process has been 7 years that they've been doing the inquiries. It has, in South Africa, got the notice to extradite in 2018 in South Africa, and they were arrested in 2019. But when we spoke to advocate JJ Du Toit, he said extradition cases take a long time. He said, look at what's happening with Assange, Julian Assange at the moment. So it still has to follow, you know, the full sort of the processes that we have in place. But I think that this needs to be sped up, and we have to give it the attention that it needs. And we're hoping in some way that the program highlights this and can bring justice to these boys or these men now who need it.
And Carol, when you approached Nikki Campbell and Alex Renton and the anonymous victim who is known as Luke, were they willing to speak? Were they approachable immediately, or were they a bit hesitant? I mean, I think for a lot of men in particular, this kind of thing must be incredibly difficult to talk about, no matter how many years of therapy you've had.
Look, I think Alex Renton and Nikki, I think they first wanted to fire quite okay to speak with me, but with Luke, you know, we had to build up a relationship that he trusted me, and I was put on to, you know, Alex Renton gave me the contact, but I still to this day I don't know Luke's name. I know that he was part of the inquiries. I've read his transcripts of what happened to him. But I think, as Luke says, it's really hard to trust people, and it's really hard to trust people with your stories. He specifically said in the interview that he's struggled in emotional relationships to allow himself to trust again, because the trust that he had was so devastated when he was a young boy.
Carol, when you approached the teachers, David Price and Ian Wears, for interviews, what reaction did you get, for the listeners that haven't seen the show yet?
Ian Wears, we went to his retirement village, and he said he did not want to talk to us. And we phone and we spoke to David Price, who denies all knowledge of it. He said he did not abuse the boys. However, in the interview, we ask him, At one point, we said, "Are you saying that you did not interview that you did?" Now, many years ago at Carte Blanche, we did a training course on how to detect lying, and you've got to see whether the people answer you yes or no. So it was interesting that he answered right as opposed to yes or no. But he says he didn't abuse the boys, and he's aged, and he says to us in the program, "You're confusing me now. I'm old. I can't deal with this. You're putting pressure on me." So there's no accountability. They're certainly not saying... Well, certainly Price is not saying, yes, I did it. In terms of Wares says, Wares admits to sexually abusing boys in England, but says when he came to South Africa and for the next 27 years, he says he did not abuse any boys at all.
Yes, because leopards just change their spots overnight.
Exactly. And that urge would have just disappeared miraculously. Oh. We don't have any evidence at the moment of people that either may have abused in South Africa. Unfortunately, one of the schools that David Price taught at was a deaf school. I think it's a Dominican school, and that school has now closed. So we don't have any evidence as such, but the Western Cape Department of Education knows about it, and they've gone back in their records.
Oh, well, I'm afraid that we have to leave it there, but thank you for joining us this afternoon, Carol, and congratulations on a very thorough story and a good investigation. I'm just sorry it was such disgusting material that you had to work with.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for your time, and if there is anybody who has been abused, that they should contact someone who cares. We did put out numbers that they can contact on a QR code on our program.
Excellent. Well, we'll encourage our listeners to go onto YouTube. I believe that's where they can see the program if they don't have DSTV catch up.
Yes, it will be out, I think, by tomorrow.
Thank you very much. That's Carol Albertine Christie from Carte Blanche, the producer that put together the segment called Posh School Pedophiles. I do apologize for the quality of the line. She was joining us via Zoom and said that load shedding was really throwing a spanner into the works. Such a pity, because it was a gripping interview, but there were segments that I, and I'm assuming you also, couldn't hear. So that was a real pity, but nevertheless, a fascinating interview, albeit very disturbing.